Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
If you have a podcast and want to monetize it stress-free, you need the Odyssey Creator Lab. We'll host your podcast for free, and our experienced sales team brings in the advertisers and the revenue. Easy. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and let us show you the money.
What happened to making a day you'll always remember, or in this case, never forget? 206-803-ROCK.
Hello, Chris. Welcome to the men's room.
Hola, bichola.
Hola. Hola.
So, the year is 1987. We're at a keg party out around Lake Coeur d'Alene. Just got tapped. Underage kids were throwing the keg. Next thing you know, the sheriff shows up. Nice lady, another guy, basically shutting us down, taking the keg. My buddy, Dave, begs the lady, because we're of age. We're 19 at the time. That was drinking age.
All right.
Begs her, hey. We just paid $4 for our cups. How can we, you know, can we drink? Bugs are enough, hammers her for just a minute or two. Next thing you know, she got her finger on the tap, the other copper's punching, pumping away, it's flowing. She's like, well, you know, if this beer never hit the ground, I guess it wouldn't be so bad if that was the case. At that point on, there were about 8 of us there. I don't think another drop of beer out of that. That was a 15-gallon keg. She probably poured out about 2 gallons. I bet you 8 of us drank a good 12 gallons of beer in about 15 minutes.
Jesus. How did the rest of the night go?
It was great. All she had to do was make us promise we weren't driving anywhere. We were at this park out around Lake Coeur d'Alene. She made us point out our camping spot. So we like all passed out, hung out, and had a great old time.
When did the drinking age go up to 21? Do you remember?
It happened when I was, I'm going to guess 89-ish, right around 89.
Yeah.
So you kind of got grandfathered in, right?
That was Idaho. Idaho was 19.
Yeah, you got it. I got grandfathered in at the time. But yeah, that was a memorable experience. Nobody else I've ever talked to has gotten keg beer poured by a sheriff before.
So that's pretty good. So when we were 14 or 15.
I was 16.
Our fake IDs were for 19.
Mm-hmm.
So that was the drinking age then. And then as soon as we got close to 18.
They bumped it up.
Then they made it 21. We're like, you've got to be kidding.
Oh, I was so
pumped. Well,
you could smell drinking age. Yeah. I mean, it was right there in front of you. And then they just yanked it away.
Because my mom tells a story about, like, it was 18 for beer and wine.
Yeah.
Then it was 19.
Then you had to be 21 for liquor. But I'm just like, that would seem hard for a bartender. Well, and, like, to me, it's like, what's the...
It wasn't national. It was by state.
It was by state.
So all states, I think, then at one point in time, they said, you know what, we're blanketing this. It's always going to be 21.
I don't know if this is true or not. My father swears when he was a kid, there was no drinking age. I was like, well, how old did you have to be? He's like, you kind of had to be alive and be around parents that didn't care. I'm like, what? Yeah. He's like, look, he doesn't know if legally that was the case or just the family and circle that he's in. But he's like, it's not like all the kids drank, but some of the kids, you know, like 12 years old, they'd crack a beer, you know, sit down with you and talk about whatever. He's like, I like Coca-Cola. That's what I wanted to get. But, yeah, he's like, I don't know that we had a drinking age.
Look, that is one thing about it. I mean, first beer, it was okay. I didn't want any more.
No.
You know, I was done. I liked the beer.
What was the beer that you had a first sip of? Mine was Budweiser.
Whatever my dad had in his fridge.
My dad, he's watching football. I was probably 9 years old or something. You know, he watched football, no big deal. Finally, I'm like, can I have a sip of beer? Because adults drink beer. So he's like, sure, man. And granted, it was Budweiser. But I remember I took a sip, thought it was the worst crap I'd ever tasted. But I remember telling my father, looking him in the eye and saying, Dad, I will never drink beer in my life.
Mm-hmm.
And I remember him laughing hysterically, like, okay, all right.
Yeah, I remember being that age, for my Uncle Tim's, it was probably like a Bud Light, but same thing, like, all right, go ahead. And then you're just like, oh, this is awful.
Mm-hmm. So from watching Vacation, I just wanted to be like Rusty.
Oh, you want to chug one?
So my first beer, man, I just went, crush the can. Because I used to, crush like whatever else I had. Root beer, which, you know, you burp like crazy, Sprite, whatever. So I was used to being able to chug a can of anything because I was trying to imitate, you know, the guy from Vacation. But, I just pounded that beer. My dad just looked at me like, oh, Jesus.
That's all right. Last year, my son's hanging out with a bunch of friends. It's during the summer. It's their last day of school. So they finished school. They're outside partying. I was like, Dad, I need to borrow your keys. I'm like, for what? He's like, we're shotgunning Fresca. Okay. Hey, and my wife's like, are you sure? I said, look, man, they're going to do it anyway. At least it's Fresca. Let them get the technique down before they go to beer.
What happened to making a day you'll always remember or never forget? 206-803-ROCK.
It was kind of awesome.
Yeah, I remember being like 13, 14, and you're like talking to your buddy in the backyard who's going through a breakup. And we would sip 2 liters like it was whiskey.
Right.
Like, you going to make it, man?
Passing
like,
back and forth.
Yeah, and it's like, God, how stupid. I mean, I get it. You're a kid. You like soda, but just like, you're right. It's imitation.
It absolutely is, yeah.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on.
Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
If you have a podcast and want to monetize it, stress-free, you need the Odyssey Creator Lab. We'll host your podcast for free, and our experienced sales team brings in the advertisers and the revenue. Easy. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and let us show you the money.
Hello, Matthew. Welcome to the men's room.
Hola, bitches.
Hola.
So my Groundhog Day is it's kind of a long story, but we were in vacation in Mexico. And a buddy comes up and says, Metallica's playing in Guadalajara. So we take a bus ride from Puerto Vallarta to Guadalajara to see Metallica. And we go to the concert. And the great thing about Mexican concerts is they have bars in the stadium. We were in a soccer stadium. And they deliver the beer to you in buckets. Buckets of 10.
Yep.
Buckets? Yeah.
So... Mm-hmm. Buckets.
Damn.
Little, you know, steel pails, whatever you call them.
Yeah, sure.
Yeah, bucket.
Do they put the ponies in there?
So anyway, what's that? Well, yeah. We get hammered. And then after the concert, we go back to the hotel room. We decide we want chili dogs. So we start walking to the nearest 7-Eleven. And we get up to the store. And there's nobody in the store. And the doors are locked. So we sit outside and we're waiting for somebody to open the door so we can go get chili dogs. About that time, a pickup truck full of Federales pull into the parking lot. They jump out, put us up against the windows, and start asking us questions. Come to find out that the clerk thought we were there to rob the store, so he locked the doors and called the Federales on us. So we get everything straightened out. We get our chili dogs. Then we decide we want to go to a strip
club. Okay. So, you're breaking up. Your phone's breaking up, man.
Uh-oh, is this any better?
Right, there we go.
Okay.
So we decide to go to the strip club. So we get out on the highway, and we got our chili dogs, and we're trying to hitchhike a ride to the strip club. And here come the Federales, the same ones that were at the 7-Eleven. They ask us what the hell we think we're doing. We're like, we're going to a strip club. So they put us in the truck. They give us a ride to the strip club. We go to the strip club. Then we're able to convince two of the dancers to come back to the hotel with us for a small price. And that happens, and so we spend a couple more hours at the hotel. They go, we sleep for a couple hours, we get on the bus, we go back to Puerto Vallarta and resume the rest of our vacation.
That's a pretty cool day.
Damn.
That was a great day. If I could do it over again.
Hey, Matthew, has anybody ever told you you sound like a guy named Jeff?
No, but they said I was a handsome man once.
All right.
Okay, all right.
Garlic.
What happened to making a day you'll always remember or never forget? 206-803-ROCK.
Did you have a hot one today?
No, I did not. Today I'm just farting for no reason.
So just because Mike's not in the studio, you decided Mike's to fart, go old school and just fart on Miles?
Yesterday was bad. Yesterday I just could not stop farting.
I'm just telling you, today might have been one of the greatest days of my life when I started out using that bidet.
Oh, yeah. How is that, man?
That was awesome. It was absolutely awesome. More than I ever imagined.
But how do you know when your butt is clean, right? So you're spraying your ass. You took a poop. You spray your ass. How do you know, like, I'm good to go?
I'll let it run for, like, 30 seconds.
All right.
I sat there, and, you know, it's like, ooh.
It is a little nervous when you got to stand up and just hope it stops.
I didn't stand up.
Oh.
Oh, I stayed at this little stick comes out and goes, just blows it right up into the gooch.
And then you just turn it off?
Yeah, you get a little knob on the side, right?
Oh, well, so you, all right.
But I mean, what? Okay, look, I don't know if you've ever had water blown at your button.
I've used bidets.
But it's a pretty good feeling. You're like, ooh, man.
Is remember, the water cold?
Yeah, I had to get a cold, Mike, because you can get it warm or you can get a heated seat. So what I was told was because of my hemorrhoid issues, like anything else, cool water is not going to expand.
Right, it'll shrink it.
It'll shrink it more so than open that up for blood flow. That's the last thing I needed. Just like a package of ice, you know, for the right. swelling to go down. You could never put a heating pad.
So is the cold water super uncomfortable, though?
It's awesome.
No, it's refreshing.
It's unbelievable. Really? It's unbelievable.
I would just think that'd be jarring to be, you know, all of a sudden, bam, cold water. Like, how cold is it?
You know, it's like the initial jumping into the pool, and then once you're in there, you're like, oh, yeah. It's just that, you know, like that quick little yeah. bang, and then you're like, but your eyes open up real big. Like,
and did you put it in your, the one in the main room or in your bedroom?
In my bedroom, yeah.
Now, but again, how do you know when your butt's clean, and do you have to dry your butt after you spray
You do
it?
Have to dry
You still got
to
dry. You got to damp off. You got to pat off.
Bit, just a little bit of a toilet paper, not much.
So that's your sign of whether or not your butt's clean.
There was nothing.
Really?
There was nothing on
You know, sometimes you keep wiping, and it's just like there's something.
It doesn't stop.
Yeah.
Yeah. Like, that doesn't Cram. Happen.
No. I mean, if you got a hairy butt, this is the ideal thing to have. You just blow it all out of the hair. It was amazing.
What's the water pressure like on that thing?
It's awesome.
Is it stronger than a water fountain?
You know yeah. Oh yeah.
Yes. Oh really? So it's hauling out.
Yeah. It's like like a woman peeing.
Right.
Just like, you know, or like that.
You know when you got like the hose out?
Yeah.
The old days.
And you got to put your thumb over it.
Right.
Yeah.
And it sprays it harder.
Right.
Think about it like that.
All right.
It's like the toilet's got a thumb.
I'm telling you, man, it's a life changer. I mean, I got off, I was like, all right, that is everything I've heard. That lives up to the hype. That does.
I'm so happy. Spray the back of your nards.
Okay, look, you can go back or front on the knob. So,
what do you mean?
Well,
ladies need front.
It's also
for the front butt.
Yeah, for the front. Yeah. So you have that option.
The front butt and her back vagina.
So, you know, if you want to
if you could have a front butt, you could have a back vagina.
So like you can rinse off the jewel bag. You
yeah.
know what I mean too, if you wanted to.
So do you aim the wand in advance or is it a one fixed place?
No, it comes out. It just
Really?
Yeah.
I don't know how to describe it. It just knows.
It's awesome.
Does it make noise when it comes out?
Just this.
Yeah.
Like a water pick, man. Just, right. just.
You know, have you hit the front one time? Be honest.
Oh yeah, I'm telling you, man. I cleaned the whole. I cleaned the kit and the noodle, Mike.
I'd be scared to do the front.
Oh, it's awesome.
Why? Might hurt.
Is water spraying out that fast?
I mean, you can turn it up. But
it's coming out pretty quick, dude.
All right. All I know is I had to use the bathroom when I was here, and it sucked.
Oh. So I told you, MCTP has one, and it's ruined him on regular bathrooms.
Really? Yeah. He hates it now.
Yeah.
I'm telling you, if you can get one, mine does not have any electronics to it. It basically just hooks right into the bowl itself.
Yeah.
It's called a tushy.
A tushy.
Yeah.
I think I paid like $200 for it.
Yeah, that's the one people get. Yeah.
Maybe, but I mean, golly, what a difference. Anyway, oh, what happened to making a day you'll always remember or never forget? 206-803-ROCK.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
If you have a podcast and want to monetize it, stress-free, you need the Odyssey Creator Lab. We'll host your podcast for free, and our experienced sales team brings in the advertisers and the revenue. Easy. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and let us show you the money.